everyone. I hope your Sunday is going well. I've been trying to figure out what song to open up this little show with for like an hour. And I wanted something that was like, hey, I went to Big Fatty's meet and greet, and hey, I had a really super good time. And I'm like, I can't play anything else other than his theme music. It just seemed appropriate.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've been trying to figure out what song to open up this little show with for like an hour.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 881 of the BFO for Thursday, the 16th of June, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, Big Fatty has got a list, and there's nothing on the damn list that relates to anything else. Yes, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I gotta tell you, I am I'm a little behind the curve, but a little behind the power curve, y'all, because I've got to leave the Fat Cave here in about 10 minutes, and y'all, you know this is a 20-minute show. So, unless, of course, you listen on double speed, which I understand that there are some Mexicans that do that. But anyway, y'all, of course, know my youngest daughter, Nessa, that you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, she would never do that, because she's just as sweet as she can be. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, I've got to go to a horror meeting. And so, y'all, God only knows when I'll finish recording this, if I'll finish recording this. But, y'all, a couple things that I wanted to discuss with you before I got out the door. Ah, Big Fatty, that almost sounded vulgar. Y'all, that Steve and the Uck, you know, y'all, he's working... He works very hard for Big Fatty, and you know, it's because it's a labor of love. It's a labor of love with Stephen the Uck, y'all. And y'all, he sent me a little e-letter, and y'all, I would like for each of you to just labor just the slightest little bit and help Stephen the Uck out a little bit. Y'all, he says, Big Fatty, could you please ask the listeners that have any of the BFO apps to please leave a review of the app, ideally 5 stars. You can do this in both the iTurds and the Android Hemorrhoid stores. This way, more people will be able to find the BFO little app and to get to enjoy the full bacony goodness of Big Fatty. Then he says, do not read this on the show. Oh, never mind. So y'all go over to the, and I know many of you have left a lovely review of the little show over in the iTurds, but y'all go review the app, and you know, even if you have a little problem with it, y'all, the main thing is to keep it fresh and keep it high in the stove. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Y'all, there is going to be an upgrade to the BFO app that I can't even believe. And y'all, Stephen the Uck is the one that came up with this idea. And y'all, it is absolutely going to blow you away because, y'all, it's pure BFO. It has BFO written all over it. And, y'all, I'm telling you, you are going to love it. You are just going to love it. And, y'all, that's just one of the improvements that are going to be made over there at the BFO app. But, y'all, give him a little love and go over there and just give him 5 stars. And, y'all, it's only going to get better. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that Kim Beaver, y'all, she sent me something. Y'all evidently, that Guru Nudie, you know, you heard on yesterday's little show that Guru Nudie thinks that we need to get the second set of keys to that Vi Charles and open a brothel during the Pride 48. And y'all evidently, Kim Beaver has exposed Guru Nudie. Back, honey, please! And, but because y'all, this is evidently not... It is not a new idea, and I'm going over to I am going over to the Kim Beaver's lodge, and y'all, I thought it was gonna be something about Guru Nudie, but y'all, Big Fatty is over there, and he has got on his corset and some sort of special hat. And some sort of leggings or something. And y'all, I've dropped my skirt. And it says, Guru Nudie's Pride 48 Podcasting Mobile Brothel. Don't ask, just listen to today's BFO. I think Guru's idea is just brilliant. I admire his dedication and the passion he shows. Atta Guru. And y'all, I'm not gonna read any more on that because I want you to go over there and take a look at that picture and read the rest of what that Kim Beaver has put over there. And I'll have to drop a comment in there a little bit later. But y'all, I just don't have the time right now. As I mentioned, the time is getting away from me, and I've got to get over to Granny and Miss Waters for the big. Horror meeting. Y'all, now I'm gonna get real serious here for just a second. And because y'all, I gotta tell you something. You know, the old gal, she's just not and Big Fatty is guilty of this as well. Not guilty, but I'm experiencing this myself. Y'all, we just don't remember shit. We don't remember shit. But y'all, I gotta tell you something. You know, the old girl claims to be a gourmet cook. And y'all, I've had some gourmet cooking out there in Woodland Hills. But y'all, you know, she's gone batshit crazy. Just batshit crazy over these TGIF crispy wings, buffalo wings. And y'all, and I bought a box of these things, and I'm just gonna tell you, we're gonna have to agree to disagree on this, because y'all, I don't find them the slightest bit special. To each his own. But y'all, and those of you that are elderly. And by elderly, I mean 45 and above. Y'all, do you remember the old Swanson TV dinners that came in the aluminum sectioned tray? And you know, you had the fried chicken in the big section, and then you had the mashed potatoes in one section, and you had the cone in the other section. And y'all, these were, I mean, you'd pull out the TV. I mean, you couldn't eat it. You were not allowed to eat a TV dinner unless you were eating it off of a TV tray. And y'all, it would cook, and that corn would get kind of not really burned, but it would get crunchy. And, you know, because, you know, it would just kind of dry out and become just this nugget of hard cone. But y'all, it was so good. And you know, you always had to put a little extra butter on those potatoes, because y'all, there was nothing real about those potatoes. But y'all, the fried chicken, you know, it wasn't real crispy. I mean, it tried to be crispy, but y'all, it's a TV dinner. And y'all, these came with aluminum foil on the top of them, too. And y'all, it would take them about 35 to 45 minutes to cook in the oven. There was nothing fast about this fast food. But y'all, that fried chicken had that bready TV dinner taste. And that's the only way I can describe it, is the TV dinner taste. And Y'all, I gotta tell you, these crispy TGIF wings, y'all, they have that TV dinner taste. Now, I enjoyed the stroll down memory lane, thinking about the old Swanson's TV dinners, but y'all, you would have thought that y'all, I cannot believe that the old gal thinks these are better than hers, because y'all, you know damn good and well that she can whip up an avocado and onion sandwich, and just slather it with butter and cheese and mayonnaise. Y'all, you know she can do better than a TGIF Friday crispy wing. That's all I'm gonna say. And for her to say that her wings, that these are better than her wings, I refudiate it. I just refudiate it. And so, old gal, get back to cooking your own damn wings. I don't care if these are easier. You just get back and just do it the Vera way. Don't take the easy way out. Do it the Vera way. But unless, of course, you want to go down memory lane and think about that TV dinner taste for your fried chicken wings. So anyway, y'all, that's all I want to say about that. And y'all. Two, I say Tuesday night, y'all didn't sleep worth a damn, and I was tossing and turning and everything, and y'all, I got up, and, you know, it was about 12:30 a.m. in the morning, and I got up, and I checked on the computer to see if there may have been a gentleman caller or two on there that, you know, Big Fatty could chitter-chat with, and by chitter-chat with, you know what I mean. But, my gentleman caller that I met at the lockup, y'all, he was on there, and he goes, "Big Fatty, I have missed you." I said, "Well, why don't you come over?" He goes, "Oh, no, it's too late. It's too late, Big Fatty. It's just too late, although I would love to. I've been sitting here at home all night watching Pwn, and I am just all worked up." I said, "All right, well, you know, if you change your mind, let me know. You got my number." And so, y'all, I had some water, and I went and laid back down for a little bit, and tossed and turned, you know, got up, and it was about 1:30 a.m. in the morning, 1:15, you know, maybe about 45 minutes later. And so I get back on the computer, and y'all, he's still there. Oh, he goes, "Oh, Big Freddy, you came back." I said, "Well, I needed another drink of water, and I thought I'd just see if you were still here." And he goes, "Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, I wish I could come over." I said, "Well, come on." I said, "You've been sitting on the damn computer all this time. You could have been here and had a good time and been halfway finished by now." He goes, "You're right. I'm on my way." Y'all, at 1:30 a.m. in the morning, here comes the gentleman caller, and y'all, it was lovely. It was lovely, but y'all, I didn't get to sleep till about 2:20 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, then of course I had to go to the cancer doctor, dermatologist this morning. And y'all, she wants me to do another 30 days of cancer treatment on my nose. She says it's coming along nicely, but I think that we are just going to do another 30 days of this. I said, "Thank you for calling." And y'all, evidently this special cream that they have for me, y'all, it evidently only attacks the cancer cells. If you have a healthy cell in there, it'll just leave it alone. So we'll be doing that again. And y'all, that's all good. So I went and got my creams and everything. And y'all, while I was out and about, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Well, y'all, lovies, while that music was playing, I ran out to the big horror meeting. So, y'all, it's a few hours later when I'm now recording this little part of the little show. But, y'all, I went by the, after I went to see the cancer doctor, on hump day. Y'all, I went by the P.O. box, and y'all, there was a card there, and y'all, it is in a, what do you call this? It's a green envelope, and y'all, it is from my youngest daughter, Nessa. Who, y'all, she, you know, she's out there in the California, but y'all, she is going out there. Y'all, I believe she's becoming a firefighter. She's moving over there to where, to that Tuscan. She's moving into that Tuscan, Arizona. And, y'all, she's going to help them put out the fires out there or something. I don't know. And y'all, there's a picture of a man on this card. And y'all, he's scratching his butt. Poor McCarty. He's scratching his butt, and he's farting, and he's scratching his stomach, and he's burping. Yes, McCarty. And it says, oh, I didn't even think about this. Oh, this is the sweetest thing. Happy Father's Day to the king of multitasking. Yes. To the best fatty daddy a girl could ask for, thank you for your friendship and support. I adore you. Love your youngest, Nessa XO. Y'all, that is just the sweetest thing. And y'all, it is printed on recycled paper. And y'all, Nessa, thank you so much. Oh, Big Freddy. Oh, Big Freddy got a Father's Day card. It never occurred to me that it was a Father's Day card. Y'all, that reminds me, I've got to get my Father's Day card into the mail. Yes, Big Freddy. But y'all, I need to put a little something in there. Yes, Big Freddy. Maybe I'll put a check in there. Yes, Big Freddy. So, anyway, y'all, you know what I could put in there is a copy of the Book of Mormon. Big Freddy, why would you do that? Y'all, I don't know if y'all watched the Tony Awards on Sunday night, but y'all, during the awards, had a commercial on. It says, we know that a lot of our fans aren't able to get tickets to come see the Book of Mormon. So what we're doing is, we are offering the soundtrack, the, Broadway soundtrack for $1.99. So y'all, I use that Broadway, soundtrack. I went over, y'all, I'd gotten an Amazon gift card. From that Patrick, not Palin, but Plain. Patrick had sent me that Amazon gift card, and y'all, that was one of the things I bought with that. Yes, Big Freddy. So, anyway, so I've got the Book of Mormon, and y'all, I'll have to be reading. Y'all, this is the music. This is not the actual book. So, poor Big Freddy. We got it, Big Freddy. Please, move forward. Let's see now. What else was I going to tell y'all? Y'all, the horror meeting, went, went pretty well. Nothing earth shattering or anything like that. And, anyway, we're just trudging right along, dear Gussie. But y'all, evidently, if you're gonna be in the Charleston area on July the 1st, that's 2 weeks from tomorrow, from Friday. You can come to the Tiara Hammer. Evidently, they're gonna be 13 performers. Y'all, I can't believe it. I just absolutely. Cannot believe it, and we're really, Nessa sums it up quite nicely.
I've been trying to figure out what song to open up this little show with for like an hour.
Well, yes, you should. Yes, me too.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.